In this bulletin, New South Wales welcomes the first New Zealanders to travel to the state as part of the Trans-Tasman travel bubble. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is well placed to take significant steps to ease restrictions on Sunday. And a global petition calls for a new law to ban discrimination against members of the LGBTIQ plus community in Japan ahead of next year's Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says safety will be the priority as the first flights from New Zealand arrive in the state as part of the Trans-Tasman bubble. Five new cases were recorded in the state, all but one are overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. The other case is linked to the Lakemba cluster. Mr Hazzard says every precaution is being put in place to ensure the travel bubble operates in a COVID-safe way.
I spoke personally to the general manager of Sydney Airport a few days ago to make sure that as people enter in through the airport, there will be different channels, different ways in of those New Zealand travellers from the other travellers. And in fact, we'll also be keeping them separate from people coming from Victoria for the time being, until Victoria does settle down its COVID situation. So it's a great win for New South Wales, and I'm sure it's a great win for New Zealand.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's confident she will lead the state Liberal Party to the next election. Two senior federal Liberal ministers, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton and Employment Minister Michaelia Cash, have defended the New South Wales Premier after the state opposition accused her of being a sounding board for corruption over her romance with an ex-MP who has admitted to misusing his public office. Ms Berejiklian on Monday was forced to go public about a long-term connection to ex-Wagga Wagga Liberal MP Daryl Maguire, who is being investigated by the Independent Commission Against Corruption. Ms Berejiklian says she personally has done nothing wrong and won't be standing aside as Premier.
We also have to respect the process, even though the process let me down a bit this week in terms of putting out personal information about me. We have to have confidence in the process. We have to let the ICAC do their job, and we have to make sure that we provide full opportunity for them to do their job without this commentary, which only detracts from the job they need to do.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the latest daily coronavirus figures, which are at a four-month low, has put the state in a strong position to take significant steps towards easing restrictions on Sunday. The state recorded only two new coronavirus cases and no deaths, the lowest daily figures since the 9th of June. Mr Andrews says Victorians should be praised for their behaviour.
We've come such a long way, and the most impressive thing is that there is a determination in the Victorian community to not fritter away all the great gains we've made. There is a genuine determination to see this thing off, to get the job done and to get it done properly.
The easing of restrictions in Queensland means up to 40 people at a time can now dance at weddings. Aged care residents will also be permitted to leave their facilities to go on excursions. The state has gone 36 days without local transmission of COVID-19. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has vowed to quit politics if she loses the election tomorrow. Ms Ardern is focused on a sustainable economic future and highlighting her government's record on bringing the pandemic under control in the country. The latest opinion poll shows she's on track to win with 46% support. Minority groups and human rights activists have launched a global petition in Japan calling for an equal rights law in the country in the hopes of achieving an enactment during the Olympic year. Some athletes say that starting this campaign will help them play sports safely, and even in the event of discrimination, they'd be able to get protection if the law is on their side. Co-representative director of the Japan Alliance for LGBT Legislation, Yuri Igarashi, says the Olympics is a time when Japan will get international attention over its effort and respect for more diversity.
The Olympic Games, as you may know, proclaim diversity and harmony as its vision. As the Olympics is happening at this time and also for a legacy, we want to call for Japan to legislate LGBT equality law by working with international society.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 23. In Melbourne, sunny with a possible night shower, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, showers, 17. Wollongong, shower to 20. Sydney, possible light shower, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 24. Brisbane, sunny, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 32. This is SBS News.